the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
With a new year come new goals and resolutions. Many Americans will set financial goals in 2023, but do they have the right plan in place to hit those objectives? I'm Adair Seifert, and today we will explore simple steps they can take to achieve their financial goals. Dr. James Philpott, Associate Professor in the Department of Finance and Risk at Missouri State University, offers insight and advice for setting obtainable financial goals.
Well, the two obvious mistakes people make when they make financial goals, first is failing to do any sort of goal setting or any sort of planning. You're not going to get anywhere in, you know, if you're driving a car, if you don't have a map or some clue or some goal about where you want to go. So it's very much the same with financial planning and with financial goal setting. Also, the other extreme, being too aggressive. I mean, setting a goal for myself, like I want to run a marathon in 2 months. Well, I'm not an active runner anymore, so I can't do that. That's really unrealistic. And so a lot of us will set goals that are too unrealistic or fail to set goals at all. Those are really the two biggest mistakes.
Philpott suggests the first steps to take in creating New Year goals.
Well, this is a very basic thing, but one thing that a lot of people overlook as they're looking to set goals for a new year. It's often a time for personal reflection, and part of that personal reflection can be about things like, well, what do I really want out of life? Do I really think I'm going in a certain direction? And what financial resources are necessary, really, for me to get there? And what steps are necessary to get those resources? As we move into 2023, getting started, looking, again, thinking about where we want to be, what makes us happy? Well, that kind of leads into discussion of spending items and budgeting. Budgeting is a dirty word for a lot of people. We don't like it. It's a political document at the highest levels. It's also a political document, even within a household, because, you know, where the money goes is where the priorities are. But we really need to think of budgeting as more toward a plan for spending that makes sure that the important stuff gets covered, whereas the less important stuff doesn't. And so it's very much a budget is really very much an empowering document. If you don't like budgeting, the next best thing is to keep a log of your spending. There have been studies that have been done that people who are simply writing down their spending as they go. And I know there's a lot of electronic gadgetry, QuickBooks or whatever else that you can coordinate with your cards and all. But no, I'm talking about manually writing down things. And when you're doing that, you spend less.
He offers areas to focus on in 2023.
A new year is an excellent time to review retirement. In 2023, the new limits are much higher for contributing to IRA accounts and to employer 401k, 403b type accounts because we've had this big inflation in the last year. And so if retirement, aggressive retirement investing is part of your financial plan or your goal, keep that in mind. Those limits have gone up significantly, and you can much more aggressively invest now in an employer plan than you could even last year.
Philpott offers encouragement heading into the new year.
The United States of America is still the largest economy in the world, and it is still the strongest and most stable economy in the world. We've had a difficult few years. Yes, there's a lot of uncertainty in the economy. Two things I've learned going forward. One, I've lost personally a lot more money sitting on the sidelines rather than being engaged in active investing and trying to save money and invest. Two, I've learned never bet long term against the United States economy. We've had recessions, we've had growth under Democrat administrations, we've had recessions, we've had growth under Republican administrations. That is going to continue. And so keep a long-term perspective.
That was certified financial planner Dr. James Philpott from Missouri State University. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.